Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? Today is going to be a total comedy episode. So none of the, like the intense stuff from my last one. I'm going to alternate that. This one is going to be a joke analysis. And with it comes a little human nature analysis, of course. I'm working on a joke with the word retarded in it. So it worked from the get-go. Check this out.
I go, no, that's a word that's existed. That means intellectually underdeveloped or a fire retardant or a yeast retardant. It means not developed. Like, I'm retarded half my life. It means you haven't developed. And she goes, you're a moron. I go, funny you bring up that word. Because that word actually means someone with an IQ between 50 and 60, and imbecile meant 25 to 50. They're so offensive that people used retarded to cancel out those fucking words. But you don't know that. And she goes, yeah, well, a lot of people don't know that, and they're offended. I go, why is it my fault that you're fucking retarded?
Hey, yeah, you see, that totally worked. But the thing I don't like about it is that it sounds like I'm yelling at someone at the end. And as much as I can occasionally seem like a big old bear just screaming at the moon, I like people to feel comfortable and happy. I think that's one of the reasons I obsess about the safe space PC police people is because I naturally enjoy creating safe spaces for people. You know, I'm a giant. I'm a jai. I'm jisexual, which means I'm sexual and I'm 6'7". Yeah, my instincts are to create safe spaces. So when people misuse that and use compassion against people to control them, I get very angry. Speaking of, I'm almost done with that book I was talking about last podcast, Why We Snap by Douglas Fields. It is so good, ladies and gentlemen. I can't recommend it enough. It's because the thing about rage and anger and violence is it's in all of us, you know. That's why sometimes I poke at people and can be a privative. Sorry, I smoked a little bit of weed. I'm not gonna lie. It was my buddy's funeral today, so just to take a little of the edge off, smoked a little bit of herb. But you know, doesn't really NyQuil affects you more. So you hear that, federal government? Anyway, yeah. Sometimes I like to poke at people and provoke when I know they're full of shit because I think it's bad for society. And I think there's catharsis for people. I think there's a good energy when people are shown to be full of shit. God, do I sound as stupid as I think I sound right now? All right. Anyway, so the word retarded, I became obsessed with this word. Me and my editor of my book, Philip, who's the man, I'm actually becoming legit friends with the guy. But we had this long back and forth about the word retarded, and I was defending it. And he was like, basically saying, come on, dude, just don't use the word retarded. It offends people. And he's not like a sensory type guy at all. He's really passionate and awesome and honest. But he was telling me basically like what everyone tells me. Like, just don't use it. Come on, bro. People get offended. And, you know, I've been accused of having mild Asperger syndrome, but, you know, the person didn't touch his nose with a prime number of tapping. So obviously he's lying. No, but I can't get around the purposeful ignoring of logic or definitions or math or provable subjective things. Like, okay, the definition of the word retarded is relatively slow in mental or emotional or physical development. Relatively. It's a wide open word. I'm retarded with spelling. Right now I sound retarded. And that's not a shot at people with Down syndrome or any type of learning disabilities. That's a different category. Like a learning disability or mentally handicapped or mentally impaired is a lot. It's more of a condition. Retarded isn't a condition. Okay, here's another one. Like, here's a usage example. By the way, this is the internet, so it must be right. And we dismissed the dubious expression and that unfamiliar word retarded. Wait a minute, how is that usage? I'm going to dictionary.com. Enough of this horse shit. I promise this podcast will get significantly more interesting. All right, retarded. Okay, is an adjective characterized by a slowness or limitation in intellectual understanding and awareness. Used with a plural verb, people who are slow or limited in mental development. Origin of the word 1800. Related forms, non-retarded, non-retarded. Synonyms, usage known. Retard or retard is a verb to make slow, delay, a slowing down, a hindrance, as in a machine, delayed. Yeah, I was first exposed to the word retard as a piano player, as a musician. You retard a note. It's like you kind of drag it out a little bit. Now, let's look up the word moron, because moron is used all the time. Psychology. This is dictionary.com. It's no longer in technical use, now considered offensive. A moron was literally a person of borderline intelligence in a former and discarded classification of mental retardation, having an intelligence quotient of 50 to 69. It's also tied to the eugenics movement, which means they killed these people. It's a 20th century genocidal act in America. Okay, some of you might be thinking, oh, they used mental retardation in the definition. So obviously, retard or retarded is bad. No, classification of mental retardation. Retardation in that sentence means underdeveloped. You could say basement retardation or tree retardation or my foot is retarded, which means it's very small. It's a word with a lot of different definitions. Moron is a very specific noun, and it's of people with an IQ of 50 to 69. That's a very specific group of people. And if some of you say, oh, well, the history of the word retarded is so negative. The history of the word moron is tied to the eugenics movement of the 1920s where they killed these people. It's infinitely more offensive. And just like in the book 1984, the way to be broken is someone makes you say 2 + 2 = 5. The whole point, it's okay to be wrong, but it's not okay to knowingly be wrong. We should always be trying to learn more, be better. You know, we should always try to understand more, be more compassionate, but not lie. And you know, we'll do like, nobody's perfect. We'll do half-truths and gray areas and little things here and there, but that we don't, you know, the point of life should be to want to not do that. So when your whole worldview is based on a series of lies, I don't know how you can find happiness. All right, now let's look up the word idiot. Because I've been talking about this now for a couple of weeks. I talked about it on Crowder's show, and people will still get mad. Like, even with all this knowledge, they don't care. Okay, now, psychology, also idiot, parentheses, no longer in technical use. A person of the lowest order in a former and discarded classification of mental retardation, having a mental age of less than 3 years old and an intelligence quotient of under 25. Until 2000, idiots is a classification of people in America right now. Like an idiot, like idiots weren't allowed to vote in California until 2007. Currently, quote unquote, idiots are not allowed to vote in Arkansas. Yeah, so that's another noun of a person that's been very discriminated against in America. Retarded has never been murdered. And don't get me wrong, my stomach turns sometimes thinking about people being cruel to the mentally disabled. When I was growing up, the world was more cruel, and I'm very glad it's changed. You know, I remember people would call people short bus. You know, it's one thing to do it in a way that, you know, everyone's making fun of everybody. But if you actually try to make someone feel bad about riding a short bus or having a mental disability, That's a level of cruelty that only Dante could write about in the Inferno, you know? And I'm really glad that that's socially not acceptable anymore. But here's the thing is words don't really matter. It's intention. Like I could prove that point in any conversation. Like I could be in a conversation of five people that I don't know. Within 20 minutes, they would assume I was in the KKK, even if I use complete PC words. If I was like, every time I see an N-word, I seek a safe space because N-words really scare me. When I see an N-word, I just don't know why N-words are allowed here. Like, we shouldn't let N-words in this building because N-words make me seek my safe space. I'm always triggered when I see an N-word. Like, when the N-word's dark skin, it triggers me. They have penis privilege. I don't know. I'm just making this up. But, like, you feel that sick feeling you just got? And I'm saying everything according to the fucking Yale Manual of Speech. Like, that's what I was displaying was racism because that was my intention. What I was just saying was keep these niggers out of this building. But when you say these N-words are invading my safe space, it's like words don't matter. It's what intention do you have? Like, I have my best friend is probably my dog, and we've never exchanged one word. Ah, man, sorry for it sounds like I'm talking down to you. That's the whole point of me trying to get out of this this joke spiral. But okay, so I was doing a comedy show maybe a week ago. Oh yeah, it was April Fool's. Check this out. This is when you're so comfortable on stage that you just kind of roll with shit. Like, listen to how like melancholy I sounded when I was first on stage about the weather, because it was flooding horrifically and it was about to freeze. It was a terrible drive back, but and then I remembered it was April 1st. Check this out.
I like the winter. You know? Judging by your response, you don't. It wears you down, right? It's April 1st. Oh, today's April Fool's Day. Best time to tell someone you love them for the first time is on April Fool's Day. Because it's a win-win. Like, either she's like, I love you too, and you're like, no way. Or she's like, we're just friends, and you're like, April Fool's. I like the winter because I get to do fun stuff, like, because of mittens. I like to wear mittens. Because it kind of makes me incapable of rage. Like, all right, this is a true story. It sounds weird. I understand how that sounds. This guy cut me off in traffic, and I was really pissed off. So I pulled up next to him, and I go to give him the bird. I'm wearing mittens. So it looks like I'm just waving at the guy. And then he just waved back. And then I realized I shouldn't have been mad in the first place. And I just waved back with my little mitten. And I realized that maybe we shouldn't get so mad in our cars. You know? You guys road rage much here? Oh, you didn't even raise your hand. You got road rage pride. What gets you the most mad on the road? People being stupid. Like, give me an example. Cutting you off? Yeah. If they don't use the blinker, they just... people drive too fast. Yeah, those are valid. If they're on your butt? Right. Like when someone just gets right behind that ass. It just goes a little too fast. And then cuts it off before it's your turn. Everything she just said sounded extremely sexual.
All right, so the mitten stuff, I think there's really something there. They weren't really biting. I've made mittens work before. It's new. I wrote it in Iowa like a month ago. But I think the mittens concept is super funny. You know, like, because then later when I do my road rage bit, which I've expanded, and which bums me out because I did it in my hour special and now it's like twice as long and I like it way better now. That's why you really should bury jokes when they're done. Anyway, with the road rage joke, now I can call that back and be like, and I was about to road rage on this guy. You know, I was taking off my mittens. All right. So anyway, I get to the retarded section and I've been trying to defang it. Because I want people to feel comfortable. And I'm about to get to some serious knowledge from this neuroscientist about what makes people snap. And I'm trying to not do that to people. Because I don't want to. Like, I'm not here to snap people. So I'm not going to say you're fucking retarded. So I tried to combine two jokes. I started riffing. This is all like unintentional, by the way. This just seemed to happen. All right. So I'm riffing about drinking right here.
I love drinking. Drinking's a good time. When I first moved to LA, it was weird. I missed upstate New York drinking. Because we know how to do it. We can drink well. Yeah, people here are good. You don't even know if someone's hammered. Like, it's until they just fall down. And I'm a happy drunk. Some people aren't good at drinking, you know? I have some friends that they're like, yeah, man, I quit drinking. And they expect me to be, like, bummed. And I'm like, it's a good call for you. Like, it never worked well with you. It's a skill. Some people don't have it, you know? Like I've had friends call me up and be like, yo, I blacked out last night. They're always, that's like, they're fishing to see if I've heard anything. You know, it's like, so what's going on? And I'm like, nothing. And like, yeah, I blacked out. And I'm like, okay, what happened? He's like, well, apparently, like, it's still debated. He's like, I've been accused of breaking all my neighbor's Christmas decorations. And I'm like, why would you do that? He's like, why do you care, man? Why are you judging me, bro? I'm like, because I'm your neighbor and I fucking like my Christmas decorations. Like, I'm the opposite. I'll black out and wake up. I'm like, what happened last night? Someone's like, you don't remember what you did? I'm like, no, what? They're like, you built a school for the kids. The only time I get into conflict when I'm drunk is when I'm not registering other people's emotions.
And I was going to go into a bit about, it's called The Unintentional Hero, where I'm trying to defend a girl. Like, some guy's like, you shut up, bitch. And I'm wasted, but benevolent. So I'm like, hey, you don't talk to that bitch like that. And I was like, wait a minute, maybe I can make fun of myself while simultaneously get to the meaty, like, awesome, retarded joke. So I set up this story, and here's the thing. It isn't a true story, but both things have happened. I've had this retarded conversation with probably 20 people. And also I've been so drunk that I don't read people's like nonverbal cues. And I'm usually just so positive and obvious when I'm drunk. I'm like, yeah, we're never going to die. Like, I've literally said we're never going to die to people and believed it. That I can just start saying horribly offensive things, perceived offensive, and I don't pick up on the cue, so I just keep going. And it's like just dramatic irony. You know, the audience is aware and I'm not. And in a lot of cases, the audience is like two other friends. All right, so check this out.
Because when you're hammered, you don't pick up on microexpressions. But you just keep going, you know? And this is a true story. One time I was out with my friend and his wife and some other people, and I used the word retarded about myself. Oh, I know, someone's already upset. Someone's already writing a letter. Just hear me out. You can trust me at this point. Remember the horn joke? Remember we built some rapport? All right, so I was like, yeah, man, my plans were retarded. And this woman just goes, excuse me, did you just say that word? I was like, yeah, plans? Are, which one? And they're like, she's like, retarded. I go, what's wrong? What happened? And she goes, I work with mentally challenged children. I'm a teacher. I was like, yeah, teachers should challenge kids mentally, totally. Like, that's how you learn. And she was like, you're being offensive. The word retarded is a pejorative, and it's really bad for kids with mental handicaps. I'm like, what the hell does that have to do with kids with mental handicaps? The word retarded has a meaning. It means underdeveloped. It's used all the time. Retarded. You know, like your yeast is retarded, so it doesn't expand. You know, it's just a word, man. And she goes, you're a moron. I go, funny you bring up that one. Because that word actually means someone with an IQ between 25 and 50. It's associated with the eugenics program. I swear to God, but look, so many people don't know any history of words. I don't know, I just do, okay? And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, Henry Goddard, the psychologist, you know what? Moron, and he's trying to kill him, sick. And she goes, you're an idiot. I go, no fucking way, you know that one? Idiot means an IQ of 0 to 25, and Legally in California, idiots couldn't vote till 2007. That's real. Retarded was the politically correct term because they didn't have any association with people with actual mental problems. Isn't that hilarious? And she's just furious, right? And she goes, this is the funniest part. She goes, that offends people, it offended me, and it offends a lot of other people, and you should be sensitive to that. I swear to God, I didn't realize how funny what I'm about to say is. I go, why is it my fault that you're retarded? You can groan all you want, but I'm not going to act dumb because other people don't know word origins.
All right, see, it's getting there. And because people are sick of people giving a shit. They just are. People are still uneasy. Like, I was talking about the word niggardly. Check this out.
Like, the word retarded isn't offensive. But if you make me act like it is, that's... Remember the word niggardly? If you're offended by a word that sounds a little like a bad word, you're retarded. Like, niggardly means sheep. It's from Greek. Like... I've seen politicians have to apologize for using the word niggardly just because they went to Oxford and they're smart. Which brings me to my point. The internet fucked us up. Because people get to live in a hall of mirrors, you know, where everybody agrees with everything they think because that's what all the liking and the following and the unfollowing does. They think that the whole world is what they believe. So then when you're anything different than them, they freak out. Little piece of advice, if everyone you hang with agrees with you, you're in a cult. I love the balls that I have because they're so used to online. They're like, excuse me, that offended me. Unfollow. I'm like, bro, I'll follow you in real life and beat you to death.
Yeah, so, and also just listen to this dude. Not just this dude, but listen to the crowd's euphoria. And by the way, there's so few people here. It's the middle of a storm in this club that's awesome. Comedy Works in Saratoga Springs. It's drivable for me. And the guy who owns it is the man. But it seats maybe 100 people total. So that's why you can really hear the individuals. But like, listen to the relief when I said I'm just done giving a fuck.
Good times. That was the controversial section of my show. Which shouldn't be at all. But thanks for sticking through that. Because that's, I've only been telling that story for a week now. Because I finally don't give a fuck. I tried.
You know, people are still uneasy, but because this is what they're uneasy about. I've been criticizing this trans movement on Twitter, and there's been some people. I haven't gotten that crazy hate. I've gotten crazy hate by maybe 10 people and I've identified them as mentally ill. So it's cool. But the thing that I have gotten is people being like, you know, I respect a lot of your stuff you do and I'm a fan of yours, but you know, I don't really like that you're against trans people. And I'm like, I'm not against trans people. The whole reason that I'm standing up against this silly shit is because the closest person to me besides my brother and my parents, my entire childhood, was my transgendered piano teacher. Like when I first started taking lessons from her, it was a her, and now it's a him. And it was great. And he's still a friend of mine and he's awesome. And so I'm kind of aware. I saw the whole process while I was developing as a person. And so I've known a few other trans people throughout my life. And the thing I've noticed is they just want to be the gender they turn into. I think the trans community is an extremely small percentage of the population. And the ones who are in the 0.3%, they just want to be the other thing. And so this movement is actually a bizarre way to just manipulate people and to keep the outrage pyramid scheme going. I was for gay marriage, just like the whole country is. All of middle America is as well. I know evangelical Christians that are pro-gay marriage. That's been won. The gays won. And always supportive of it. I was supportive of that even before the majority was, because it was a group of people that sought rights. And I am almost libertarian, not quite. I don't know. I have no idea what the fuck I am. I think people are not broken up between left and right and Republican, Democrat. I think they're authoritarian or libertarian, which means the emphasis is on the individual or the emphasis is on a strong governing body. And I am not into strong governing body. That's why I have very close political views to some liberals and some conservatives. And it kind of fucks with people's minds because they're like, well, which one are you? I'm like, there's a group of each of those groups that I am part of. But I'm neither, because I'm not a safe space, PC, welfare state guy. I believe in borders. I believe in vetting. I think America has some of the most lenient immigration policies of any country in the world. Another thing that people seem to just omit for no reason, it's easier to be an immigrant here than for an American to become a Canadian or an American to become a Irish person or British person. It's so hard to get even just a visa to do a show in England. It's not like the whole world is set up with borders. Like even shithole countries like Somalia, it's tough to get past a border. So America is actually on the lenient side of immigration, and we need more people. Our population isn't growing fast enough. I'm pro-immigrant. I'm not pro-chaos. I don't think that people should just let in anybody. You know, you got to be a little selective of your club or else it goes out of business. All right. So the reason I'm against this, this trans horseshit is because they now have 71 genders. So who is this hurting? It's hurting actual trans people. And the only reason it exists is because once the gay marriage thing got solved, because that was a problem. Gay people deserve the right to be married. Everyone does. You can't have legal rights denied to a person based on their sexuality. I'm a constitutionalist. That's basic rights. I firmly believe that. I don't think there's an argument against it. I have friends, very conservative friends, that kind of have an argument about the tax break is because heterosexual married couples are assumed to have children. But then the argument is now you're setting a legal precedent that heterosexual couples they have to have children in order to get the tax break. Like, I find that argument a mess. I think that if you are in love with someone and you want to have them be the one who decides if you live or die, if you go on a ventilator, of course, you can't deny rights to people. But once that was solved, now they take this tiny fraction of a population and they highlight them and they march and they do all this shit and they freak out and they add more letters to the LGBTQIA fucking alphabet soup at this point. I know trans people that are mocking these people. They call them fucking idiots. And the most of the people defending trans people, the quote unquote trans people that are non-existent, that want to be called Zer Zim Zin, they think they're doing something good. They're not in the community at all. I had people giving me death threats because I did a joke. It's not even a joke. It's just reality. I looked up what cis male means. It means male. You don't need to specify that you're male. Cis means you're the gender that you were born into and you still identify as that gender. Just calling yourself cis male means you're admitting to nonsense, that you're part of a world that's insane. Like, it's assumed. Okay, and for those of you thinking, oh, well, that's prejudice, I'll give you an example, exact comparison. I'm 6'7", right? That's roughly the same amount of people are in my height category as are transgendered in America, okay? What if I made every single person listening, except for maybe 20 in Sweden right now, would be in this category, under 6'7"? What if I made that category? That's the same thing as cis, right? And I made you identify yourself as that. Like, what if it's called speck? Because that's a small thing and a little speck of dust. You know, because cis is a bit of a dig. They were trying to make people call themselves sissies. That's obvious. It's not ancient Latin. It's fucking stupid. Anyway, imagine if I made someone call themselves a speck. Like, you're 5'9". You're a 5'9" man. That's an inch above average. And you have to call yourself a speck male. Just because there is a category of people 6'7" and taller that you almost never see. Maybe when you watch basketball, you know, trans equivalent would be the Bravo channel. And just because these people exist, you now have to change the definition of your own gender. See, that's when I realize I'm libertarian versus authoritarian. You have a right to call yourself whatever you want. That's why I'm originally for trans people. You get to dictate your life. As long as it doesn't impede other people's freedoms, that's your life. If you're trans, God bless. If you want to be called Zimzer, great. If I will do it if I remember. But my point is, you can't tell me what gender I am. I don't have to self-identify as a cis male. I'm a male because a man is someone with a penis and balls and testosterone and the frame of a man. And then this is when things get even crazier. This is why I jumped so far off the progressive left train. I never was really on it, but they didn't really exist at the time. They kind of hijacked the party. Okay. They are now the church. And I'll explain. The church, I used to rebel against the church as a kid. I was briefly raised Catholic. There was a lot of corruption. Really turned me off to the idea of Christianity, despite the fact that it's a beautiful religion and I miss it, to be honest with you. I still kind of identify as a Christian. I believe in God. I think there's a lot of things in the Bible that are just complete metaphors and verbal truths that have been twisted and bent based on human experience. But as the great Jordan Peterson told Sam Harris, is Shakespeare true? But is there truth in Shakespeare? Anyway, I'm rambling a little bit here, but this is fun. I feel like what I'm saying makes sense. That might just be because I'm insane. But this is what someone DM'd me on Twitter. They're like, I really like your stuff, but like, I just don't get why you wouldn't call someone their preferred gender if they wanted you to. And I go, I would do that. If I knew someone and I knew they were credible and they're probably a little wacky, but they asked me, Owen, I am a mermaid. And by the way, being a mermaid, wanted to self-identify as a mermaid is very comparable to another gender that doesn't actually exist in reality. Like, you can cut your dick off, and like, gender is it's a whole complicated spectrum, but your sex, your male or female, it's pretty basic shit. You know, you can throw a fin on your legs and call yourself a mermaid, but you're not. Like, you did just cut your dick off. Granted, there's a huge spectrum. Like, sometimes my wife has more masculine characteristics than me. I cry more than she does. You know, she's better with fucking tools. You know, IKEA shit she puts together way better. Although I did just put together an insanely complicated pavilion. And I made sure she knew every fucking beat of that. But, what the hell was I talking about? Trans shit? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll accommodate. But the problem I have is when it becomes law. And people are like, oh, that's not going to happen. Bitch, it's already happening. It's already, you can be sued for not using the proper pronoun. In Canada, it's a fucking disaster. Like, one professor stood up to not use gender pronouns, and they've been trying to fire him ever since. A tenured professor, they're trying to fire him. This is when shit gets hilarious. Okay, so the PC is now the church, right? Because I used to rebel against the Catholic Church because I thought they're a bunch of hypocrites, and they said a bunch of shit that was crazy and not scientific, right? And unprovable, and, you know, these giant palaces made of gold, and they're telling me that, you know, only the poor can enter heaven. And I'm like, you're all fucking liars, okay? They switched positions. Now the American progressives believe in the creation myth. I'll explain. They now believe that being male or female is completely societal. I heard Moshe Kasher on Joe Rogan talk about the patriarchy. And I loved that interview. I'm actually going to read Moshe's book now. I've known him in passing. We've had some pretty vicious debates on Twitter about white privilege and shit that I completely disagree with what he believes. But on Rogan, he was so funny and clearly so smart and researches and watches documentaries and is so curious. He's faced problems in his upbringing. His mother was deaf. He was on welfare. He fucking used to do a bunch of mushrooms and go to raves. And as I'm listening to this guy's story and his tone, I sense benevolence. Like, I like him. I'm rooting for him. I may disagree with what he's saying, but I sure hope what he's saying is right because I like that guy. And that's when I realized that that's what tribes are. You're going with tone and shit like that. So anyway, what those ideas are, the reason I'm so against the ideas, not the people. I'm friends with a ton of just bleeding heart, fucking vegan, cocaine, retarded LA fucking progressives. And we're great. As long as we don't talk politics, we're great. But they believe men and women are only decided based on personal choice in society, that your dick and balls or your vagina and ovaries don't matter. They're not part of the equation. That playing with trucks and being a man and you know, being nurturing and wanting to stay home with your baby is purely society telling little girls to do that. And that's why they don't talk as much or fight as much. And men, they tell to be warriors. Okay. That's fucking retarded. This is why it's the creation myth, because the left was always science, and I love science, love it, because I like to apply it to human nature. That's why I never bashed Trump on Twitter, really, because it's the absolute value. Negative 8 and 8 are the same integer. It's about how far away from 0. All right, that's a whole other fucking ball of worms. But, okay, so the left believes in evolution. They have to. If they bail on that, so help me God, they have nothing left. The left believes in evolution. And even some of my most conservative friends that believe the creation myth or creation story, I wasn't fucking there, guys. I'm not going to say what happened. I'm strongly leaning towards billions of years in evolution, but I don't know. I've been so horrifically tricked by just simple magicians pulling quarters out of their ear, like as a grown-up. But even they believe in evolution, though. They believe in evolution. They just believe in the creation. Okay, if you believe in evolution and you're watching orangutans or primates or dogs or cats or lions or cheetahs and you listen to David Attenborough, the male chimpanzee protects his tribe while the female nurtures her young. Every animal documentary blatantly has sex roles because in nature, there's no society. There's no, you know, you can argue that dolphins and elephants have, and some primates have some loose fucking society, but it is raw. That's the Garden of Eden metaphor, where that is pure in the moment reaction to shit. And the gender roles couldn't be more insane. The male lion, the female lion have completely different lives. The male chimp, the female chimp, their behavior is different. Their brain chemistry is different. Everything is different. But then you get to humans and they're the same. That means humans came out of nothing. If we evolved from all these animals that all have gender roles, very defined physically and how they act, you know, you can see homosexuality in a ton of animals. I'm not saying that these things aren't. And if there were doctors that could cut off your dick and make a pussy into it, maybe we'd see raccoons and shit cutting their dick and balls off and saying, I was always a female raccoon. When I killed that chicken in that chicken coop, the whole time I thought I wanted to be in a tutu. You know, maybe that would exist. I don't fucking know. All I'm saying is gender roles completely exist. All science knows it. But as soon as they became humans, prefrontal cortex, nope, now it's all society. And that's bullshit. That's the creation myth. That means humans came from nothing. That humans came from a zero integer, not a series of events. And that's so provably false. And these people don't want to debate you. All they want to do is call you a bigot, a racist, or a sexist. What I just said would call me a sexist. That's nuts. Like actual women with actual jobs and pride and education and brains hate these people. Like when I bash 54% of white women voted for Donald Trump. They're not stupid. They're not slaves. America's the freest country in the entire world. It's like, you can think for yourself and know that feminism is debunked. It's like seeking equality is wonderful. I always considered myself a feminist as well. I was a progressive feminist until I learned that what they're saying is nonsense. Women have all the rights. They may have a harder time in certain industries. I keep referring to my height only because being a white male has so many triggers to people. But my height puts me in a very small demographic. Tiny, tiny, tiny. And think of how limiting it is. Oscar's so white. Oh, only white people win Oscars. Guess how many people have ever won an Oscar over 6'4"? None. What if I had dreams of being a horse jockey? Do I make the Horse Jockey Association give me a head start because I have 200 pounds on these little fucking people McNuggets riding around on their horsies? These little midgets with the longer legs than midgets? No, life isn't fair. And just having a menstruation cycle means you have a less likely chance of being a good lifeguard in shark-infested waters. Oh my God, did he really just say that? Yeah, they hunt blood. There's certain advantages and disadvantages. Just the shape of a female's hip makes them have an advantage for carrying water and children. Like that curve that's hot on women, that like nice curve. The reason it's sexy to us is A, they have a higher percentage of surviving childbirth, and B, they can balance things on their hips. It's like fertile and it's good for taking care of children. And we are so completely motivated by our instincts that it's fucking laughable. All right, I'm going to talk about a couple more things, then we'll call it. Thanks for all the Patreon support. We have 100 Patreons now, 100 full-time, every month supporters. I may limit it at 150. I know that sounds really fucking stupid and not smart. Retarded, if you will. That's economically retarded because you should want more and more and more. But I read this thing about the Dunbar number, which is the amount of people that humans can conceive of in their minds without putting them in categories. We're designed to have very small tribes, very, very small, not even the size of Rhode Island, the size of like a really big house with a big party, 150. So I want my Patreon tribe to reflect that. I don't want any more than 150. I want to get to know all of you by name. That's my goal. Because whether it's $1 to $25 a month, it's fucking clutch. It's clutch for this podcast. It's clutch. And it's helping me stay home with my family because the road would take 2 decades off my life, no doubt. I love the road. I love going on tour. But when you do it 3 weeks a month and you have a small baby, that amount of, 22 days gone a month, when you have a baby and a wife and you just don't sleep properly, it's really bad for your brain and your heart. And comedians are like fruit flies. We keep dying. 2 died this week. Well, 1 was an old man, but Charlie Murphy, rest in peace, man. He was a good guy. I got to do a show with him on TBS and he was funny as fuck. So yeah, so I'm accepting 50 more Patreons and you can pledge whatever you want. You still get access to content that I don't put on here. I don't know why I call it content. I used to hate that. In 2006, when the internet first started popping and everyone was getting these development deals, like I got one with Sony, and they're like, we need 100 pieces of content. And I'm like, you mean videos? They're like, content for multi-platform use. I was thinking about this. Why do we tip waiters and waitresses, but not flight attendants? Huh. Flight attendants are basically waiters in the smallest, shittiest restaurant that also has a chance of crashing into the ocean. Why don't we tip them? I don't get it. I don't get who gets tipped. Because some people would say, well, flight attendants make more money. But like masseuses make a lot of money. They make like $100 an hour just for the massage. And then you're expected to tip on top of that without hand jobs. It's just like, you still tip, no hand job. At $100 an hour, that's the tip. Like, why do we not tip nurses? Like I've had a nurse put a tube in my dick hole and keep me like alive and stitch me up and make me feel better. And I didn't give her 20% of shit. But yet some fucking retarded person working the counter at Arby's. Like, they expect, like, there's a little line, not Arby's, but like a shitty coffee shop. It's like, here's your scone, bro. And then there's a big tip jar. I'm like, there's no tip jar for a nurse or like a mailman. My mailman wears his stupid fucking gay shorts all summer, getting sunburns on his little gay shorts, which they make him wear. And he's bringing me shit, you know. He knows I'm not even going to read. Like 90% of my shit is like, you qualify for this fucking stupid thing. I'm never going to use it. So that's what I was thinking about. So this book. Got to talk about this book a little bit. Here's just some straight up knowledge. This guy listed all the things that trigger your brain into violence and rage. And this isn't written by some Yale fucking asshole. It's written by a neurologist. Okay, one is a threat. These are all threat detection. Threat to your life. Whether you feel insulted. Threat to your family. Threat to your environment. Threat to your ability of finding a mate. Threat to the order of society. Threat to resources. Threat to your tribe. Or if you're being stopped. Okay. Think about, I actually agree with Donald Trump that the media is bad for our brains, that it's our enemy. It really is. Think about every major story that they publish. They try and make you fucking angry and violent. Okay, threat to your life. Think about how they bend and twist everything. Like, at 11, we will tell you something in your refrigerator is trying to kill you. Like they scare you. You know, Ebola's coming, like, protect your family, get inside, wear this, take this drug. Insults, that's why they post such crude things. They distort people's words. Like, I've had things I've written go viral, and they've gotten picked up by, like, blogs and magazines and stuff. And, like, I wrote this beautiful thing once about my wife and having a baby. And one of the lines was, you know, it got shared on Facebook like 100,000 times. So, of course, it's going to start popping up on females' shit. And one of the lines was, you know, even when we yelled at each other, even when we hated each other, even when we sent nasty texts to each other, I'm so glad we overcame and made it to this point. That was the basic idea. And people would write, read about why this man hates his wife. Like, they, you know, Donald Trump says Mexicans are rapists. You look at the context. That's not what he was saying. He never said, A, Mexico is a country, not a race. So it's not racism. It's like saying Canadians are hockey players. No one would accuse you of racism because there's no Canadian race. B, he was talking about people that illegally run across the border. Illegal people are, a lot of times, are fucking crazy. I've worked, unlike the Yale student I keep referring to that doesn't exist in my mind, I've actually worked with a ton of illegal immigrants, whether it's farming, construction, or at restaurants, and 80% are awesome and sweethearts and family-oriented and work their ass off to get to America to have a dream, and 20% have fucking facial tattoos and would definitely rape your mom if he drank too much Gatorade. So these people do exist, and they're fucking animals. So that's insult. Now, a threat to your family, that's obvious. They're constantly talking about, you know, what bullying at school, or is little Timmy got fucking Lyme disease. They're always trying to make you angry. Your environment, the threat to the environment. Of course, the constant looming global warming, which is scientifically proven. I'm not denying it. Humans are doing it. But they give you no way out, no timeline. Nothing you can do in your basic life. It's like, yeah, fossil fuels are fucking killing everybody. Okay, how do we stop? We can't. We just, it's all Trump's fault, even though the majority is now coming from China. And it's only going to get more over there because they're currently in their industrial revolution, which is the dirtiest time. And people also don't read, of course. So they don't know that the car originally was the environmental solution to the crippling environmental problem that we had. Horse shit was making it so cities were shutting down. Diseases were spreading like crazy. No one could fucking function because everything was covered in horse shit. And so then came the clean automobile. And fossil fuels has literally pulled the world out of poverty. It's so cheap and easy that, like, literally poverty was ended worldwide because of fossil fuels. Now we do have to switch. But the thing is, all these industries are in place and these people have money and lobbyists and all this shit. And so when you make people feel like their environment is going to shit, but they don't know when, it's a slow climb and it's definitely going to happen, and they use these crazy hyperbolic threats and then give you nothing you can do to stop it. That keeps you in a constant state of agitation. Okay, the next one is mate. Whether or not you're going to find a mate, that's constant. Okay, I don't even have to get into that one. Social order. That's all this privilege shit. You're being kept down because of white people exist. White people now, you know, the PC church, we are the original sin. You know, when we are born with our white skin, we have the sin on our hands of slavery. Even though slavery was a worldwide phenomenon for the last 6,000 years that Moses, Abraham, and Jesus all were completely fucking fine with. Obviously, Muhammad was fine with it. He had a fucking like 30 slaves. A lot of them were kids. So it's like when these people are talking about white slavery, that was a blip in the fucking world history. But yet we carry the left-wing socialist fucking social progressive people. They keep modeling everything after Northern European countries. You notice that? We need to be more like Denmark. We need to be more like Sweden or Norway or one of these socialist countries. They never say shit about fucking Laos or Sri Lanka or Nigeria. It's always Northern European countries that they want to be fucking just like. And then all they do is talk shit about white people from Northern Europe. It's insane. Okay, so the order of society, when you start making people feel like there's an unfairness or that their order is threatened, that's what they're doing with the trans people. Small business owners are now terrified that they won't be able to provide for their family and that their environment will be changed and their mate may leave them and their life is at the stake and their social order is at stake. And the next one is resources, because they're going to have to build a third bathroom when they're clearing $22,000 a year net. Okay, that threatens all those things. And then, of course, there's tribe, which is just how people speak, how people dress. There's no way to get around that. That's just a fact. And then the last one is that you feel stopped. Wage gap, glass ceiling. All these things are to make people feel... if you've ever had a dog that loves you, my dog Sophie would literally, if I called her and there was a bonfire in between us, she would just run right into the bonfire. She's so loyal to me, it's insane. But she had her one of her nails stuck to the carpet in my mom's house, and she started crying and shrieking and freaking out. And I soothed her, and she bit me. Not hard, because she knew it was me, but she still was biting me. She was still freaking out, like, because a caged animal gets scary and aggressive. That's Sophie, the most docile, loving animal on the planet. She still bit me just because she felt trapped, and I wasn't even the one trapping her. Imagine how people feel. We are the richest people that have ever lived. If you're listening to this right now, you're one of the richest people that's ever lived in a universe that shouldn't even exist because of fucking antimatter and all this crazy shit. And you still feel poor. You still feel stopped. You still feel like stuck. When you can literally listen to my voice, a comedian who's suffered and triumphed and is here just to tell you his stories in your little magic microphones in your head or in your speaker across the globe, and you still feel trapped. And I'm not judging you, because I felt the same way before. And then you have to realize that there are forces at work who want to make you feel trapped when you're not. You're not Sophie stuck to the carpet. And if she had stopped panicking, she would have been able to just calmly get her claw out of the carpet. But that panic took her, that trigger, that brain reaction that she was threatened. And so when you watch the news, make sure you just look at it and think, what are they trying to trigger in me? And the left and the social progressives are all about using these words trigger, but it's all in the wrong way. They talk about trigger warning, where if someone feels threatened because you ask an Asian where they're from, because you think they may be from Connecticut, but is it Maryland? And then they feel triggered. No, what trigger is the media telling you that you're going to either die from the KKK or a jihadist Muslim. Okay, this is a good example for everybody to really sit down and crunch the numbers. I'm not a fan of Islam at all. I'm fine with Muslims. I have a ton of Muslim friends that are fucking chill, but the ideology of Islam I find insane. But I'm open with that with my Muslim friends, and they don't give a fuck because I don't judge them as long as they don't follow Sharia law and shit like that. But think about the terror in people's hearts about jihadists. Okay, half of you guys right now are like, yeah, it's coming. You know, fucking, we got to stop these fuckers. And the other half is like, oh, it's statistically, you're more likely to die from a riding lawnmower. Well, that's starting in 2002. But I'll even go with that. I'll give you that. Starting in 2002, it's literally you're not dying from a jihadist Muslim. Okay, now flip it. Same with the KKK, guys. Doesn't exist. It's not a threat in America. Has white supremacy been a threat in the world? Yeah, so is black supremacy and fucking yellow, red, and green supremacy. People are fucking tribal, bipedal land apes that if you get a rock and you figure out how to crack a skull in it, if it's going to give you a little more resources or pussy, you're going to fucking do it. You know, that's our nature. And, but the KKK is not there. I've never met one, ever. And I live in the country and I'm a giant white specimen. No one's ever approached me and asked me to throw a hood on and burn a cross. I've never seen a cross burned. I've never met a KKK person. I've never seen a lynching. Because they don't happen in America. Jihadist things don't happen here. It will happen. You'll have some white fucking retarded fuck shoot up a black church. That happens. You'll have a fucking Muslim randomly activate sleeper cell scary style and just start shooting people in a mall. Yeah. Statistically, you're more likely to die from whatever you're eating right now. And we have to just be in control of our own emotions. Go sit on your porch and see if you see any white supremacist KKK alt-right fucking green frog guys coming to fuck your wife. Because they're not coming. They're not there. And a lot of the right-wing guys are the nicest people on the planet. That's one reason why I like them more. Because I could agree with 80% of my left-wing progressive friends, and all they care about is the 20%, and they fucking hate me for it until we start drinking beers or smoking weed or something. My right-wing friends, it's the opposite. If I agree with 20% of what they say, they call me brother, and we break bread. And they think I'm stupid with the other shit, but they're very nice. And civility is huge right now, especially when the PC are disguising themselves as progressive when they're really just becoming a corrupt church with no God. It's a godless church. The only good thing about church is God. You take away God, you just have a bunch of fucking assholes wearing silly costumes, saying silly things in a little fucking room with no fan. So fuck you guys. Not you guys listening. I love you. You're part of my tribe. Of course, we're always sponsored by Blue Apron. I've plugged this so many times. And my listeners are, dude, we've doubled in listenership in the last month. How fucking crazy is that? I don't know what's causing it. But, yeah, cook with your family. Go to blueapron.com/Owen, O-W-E-N. It helps get some love to the show. Also, I don't get paid for it when you use the code, but they do send me the shit to eat. And, it's awesome. And the more you guys use it, the more they're like, oh, Owen's got it going on. His people get it. So use that shit. And I wouldn't support it unless I used it. I'm supporting it because I want them to keep giving me the food. That's how good it is. And if you use promo code Owen, the first three meals are free and free shipping. And I'm talking, salmon, chicken, cheeses you've never even heard of. Jesus Christ. And it's just, dude, it's so good. And they give you the recipe and you cook with your wife and she gets kind of horny the whole time and it's just very sexual. So do it now. Just go to blueapron.com/Owen. Use that shit. Eat that shit. Live longer. And my other podcast has a bunch of sponsors though. Because I think sponsors kind of understand Case Closed, Beers Open better. It's just simple. And I tell stories with my brother and my wife and it's funny and there's beers and no one's offended and it's very solid show. This show is a lot tougher to explain to people. I'm like, sometimes I show myself bombing horrifically and I openly talk about the shame and the lessons I've learned. Other times I rant about nothing. Sometimes I interviewed Bill Nye once and fucking my buddy from the Big Bang Theory. And then I'll interview another buddy who just is a guy You know, everyone's like, oh, okay, that doesn't stick. But once you're in the crew, you fucking dig the shit. Like, thank you for the iTunes reviews, too. They've been, except for a little tiny chunk, right when I mocked Beyonce, everyone called me racist for like a month. Even though looking back, it's the most benign shit. It's literally insane. It makes no sense to call someone racist to criticize Beyonce. But most of the time, I read what you guys write, and it's awesome. And it helps me keep my status in iTunes because they recommend me on other shit. So if you can, just give it the old 5 stars. Or 4 if you really are upset. But, you know, 4 is about as low as I'm encouraging you guys to go. But I think I'm a 5-star general. And then write a little something. It's nice. It keeps it going. But if you want a free book, use some of these other promo codes. Audible.com/beersopen. Or if you go to Casper.com for... I have 3 Casper mattresses. I'm about to buy a 4th. They're so fucking good. And that promo code is beersopen. You get a great discount. You're a third of your life, unless if you're a meth addict, 1/50th of your life is spent on a mattress. But for most of us, it's 1/3 of our life. So get an awesome mattress. Promo code beers open. And audible.com is where I listen to so many books. It's such a valuable tool. It's insane. And you get a free book. Audible and Blue Apron, there's absolutely no risk. Casper, you got to shout out a little coin, but don't be a dick about it. And, patreon.com/WDTL. Become a Patreon. Join my tribe. It's very helpful. And I'm going to do a new podcast with my mom. Everyone, because I keep uploading shit with my mom on Patreon. I'm starting to get the vibe that people like her more than me. So, and she's a children's literature professor, which is why I think I'm good at writing jokes. Because the simplest stories are the funniest and the best. And if you can write for a child or like me, I try to write for a wasted bachelorette party because they're the stupidest people in the world. So a child or a fucking drunk person, if they can understand the concept, it's gold. And I think sometimes people confuse simplicity with bad. Simple is actually the hardest thing you can do. And it drives a lot of people crazy when they see how effective it is. Like Donald Trump's the king of it. He's a king of simple. Make America great again. What was Hillary? I'm with her. Hillary genderized it, and women said, go fuck yourself. Trump said, make. That empowers the listener. America, the country that you've had relatives die for. Great. Subjective. You can apply that to whatever you think it is. Some people think it means more animal shelters. Others think it means, like, you know, better highway systems. Great. Again, that means we were great, and we need to be great again. It's one of the greatest, simplest ad campaigns of all time. Is he a good president? I don't think so, but he's definitely not Hitler. And he's really good at convincing people shit. And yeah, he's not doing anything that Obama didn't do. It's like he shot missiles at poor Assad. I think it would have been, if I was Trump at this point, I would do jokes mocking myself. I'd be like, I shot missiles and it was sad. You know, he always says sad. I think that could be pretty funny. All right, email me. I've gotten a bunch of emails this week. I'm going to do another email episode because you guys are more interesting than I fucking am. And whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. You can get tour dates. I'm home for a while, which is awesome, but hugepianist.com. I'm doing Texas in May. Texas in... I'm doing a bunch of Texas. I don't fucking know. And then I'm going to Europe. And those tickets are still moving. So get tickets. And I'm not saying that as like a weird promotional gimmicky thing. I've already sold out in 3 cities in the United Kingdom. And a couple are about to get sold out too. And I'm only doing 8 cities. So like if you want to come see me, fucking buy tickets. I made sure the prices were pretty low comparatively. I have buddies that are charging like $50 that like are kind of funny. And I think mine are like 20. So fucking some of them are 15. Because I don't want to exclude people. Fuck that. All right. Thanks for listening. You guys are awesome. All right. Love you. Peace.